Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, I hope you are getting ready for a fantastic weekend. Well, as some would say, it's the weekend, baby. Well, you know, right here on All About Entrepreneurs, we try to be here for you each and every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, with tips, strategies, tools, suggestions, comments, discussions, interviews, and points of view to help you. Now, as an entrepreneur, you really have so many different things that are important to you, things that you really want to work on. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today as an entrepreneur myself is one of the workshops that I do as a trainer, facilitator, and workshop leader. I love, absolutely love leading workshops. And one of my favorite workshops is a workshop which is the subject of our topic on today, Friday. Now, I was going to talk about this yesterday. I didn't get an opportunity to, but I did talk about it from part one on Wednesday. So I'm glad you came back for part two. And the topic for today's broadcast is steps to finding Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, whichever your case may be, or Miss Right, rather, because if you're finding Mrs. Right, she's probably already married. So you don't want to find that part two. So this is part two. And basically, over these next 15 or so minutes, what I want to talk to you is about how to avoid some of the pain, the pitfalls, and the problems that lead to ending up with the wrong person. And as I stated on my Facebook page, by the way, you can go to Facebook and connect with All About Entrepreneurs. There's also an event page there as well, so you can also look that up, or you can simply get in touch with me through messaging or inbox, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. But I really want to get this teaching out there because I see there is such a huge need. The more and more I see our children going crazy and acting a fool, the more I realize that. But children come from parents, and parents, we have to do better. And so parents are made up of men and women who typically decide to have children, get married, or what have you. And I know things are changing a lot. You almost, to say that, you would not be politically correct, because there are so many people who absolutely opt to have children and they have no desire, no need to have a full-time, steady, committed relationship or mate. So we do understand that too. However, we just want to make sure we're not exacerbating the problem with why our children are so confused. They're so confused. So sad, so heartbroken, and it is very sad to watch. And so somebody, I was watching a lady yesterday. She was in Jersey giving a speech. And I noticed one of the things that she had said, and I thought was so interesting. She was saying to the people, what are, you know, they were talking about the killings and all of the killings. And so she said, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, what are you going to do about it? And that's what I'm saying, you know, here to myself. You know, what are we going to do about this problem? So anyway, I wanted to talk to you about that today. And I just wanted to, now before we get started, I just want to play a little song. And then I'll come back and we'll discuss what we're going to be discussing on today. So check this out. Okay. What does it mean? You know, when we think about and hear songs like that, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years of love, what do you think about? What comes to mind? Well, you would think that that would mean being in a close relationship with someone, being in love, but how does a couple end up in that type of scenario where they are together and they're actually happy? 5, 10, 15, 20. Well, there's a lot of discussion today about relationships, and there's a lot of discussion about marriage, and there's a lot of problems with marriages. There's a TV show out that I don't particularly watch, but I do watch in a way because I'm on Facebook and I do see a lot of posts related to that, to the show. And some of you probably know and are very familiar with that show. And the title of the show is Scandal. And it's so interesting to me how, as a society, we have to make shows like that. I would imagine it's happening in real life. So art imitates life, or does life imitate art? I don't know if they've ever decided which is which, but I think it's the other way around. I think art imitates life because God was in the beginning, and so from life he created life, and so we have designed different art forms that depict what real life is all about. But then others watch it and they decide, oh, I'll do that too. So then in that case, because when you depict life like that in art, it always goes above and beyond to tantalize people's imaginations. And so what happens is that then we find all of these scandalous situations. Well, I'm a woman of God. I love the Lord. I make no secret of that. I love Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The Bible is my set of instructions for daily living. And it's so interesting that there are so many people who do go to church. They say they love God, but they absolutely do not love the Lord. This is obviously, and I know there's all kinds of sins and we're not here to categorize them, but there's something about, well, anyway, so there's another, actually some other broadcasts that I'm going to be doing to really help women and men who are caught up in the TV-like scandalous life. It's one thing to watch it on television and to laugh and to joke and to go on Facebook and make the, you know, heroic whatever type of comments and to get people's attention or just to express the outrage. But if you can express outrage like what I see often on Facebook over a television show, imagine the outrage that we ought to be expressing over this happening in our everyday lives, on the job, you know, friends. And so I'm really coming hard against these things that, for one, I am married, and so I have to protect my own marriage. And not only that, then there's other people. But, you know, it's really, so this is why we're doing the broadcast. We're putting the people on blast. The cheaters will stop if you pull the cover off of them. Yes, they will. They will absolutely stop. So for all those people out there who want to get that 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years of love, we absolutely support you. And we absolutely want to support what it is that you're doing. Now, in my situation, I've been on both sides of the fence. I was single and dated all kinds of horrible men. Only had one good one in 15 years of dating these horrible guys. Definitely Mr. Wrong. And then I met a guy, Mr. Right, but we've had our challenges, we've had our problems, we've had our situation. There's been infidelity on both sides. Okay, yeah, I'm coming against it in Jesus' name. I don't care who doesn't like it, because it will stop. But you got to expose it. You can't allow your husband. I talked to a guy once at the college, Essex, and he was a pastor. Actually, I didn't know who he was. We were just walking down the hallway together. And somehow I was telling him about the relationship topic I was discussing with my students. And I said something, I don't know how we got on the subject of men cheating. But he said, basically, you know the reason why men cheat? And I was like, no. And he was like, because they can get away with it. I'm like, wow, well, that makes sense. You think of a child, and cheating is a childlike behavior. So think of a kid. Most kids do things. Why? Because they get away with it. Most parents if they put their foot down, their son or daughter will not do certain things. And every parent knows that. Every single parent out there, male or female, you know that. You know it's true. You can't deny it. And possibly a woman like myself who's never raised any children, never had one, never been pregnant, never had an abortion, never had a miscarriage, never ever conceived, I have no clue what it's like other than what I hear. But for those of you women who have raised children, you absolutely know that your child will do what you let them. Now, what I do know is my mother used to say that all the time. A man will only do what you let him. My mother used to say that. Well, she used to say a man will do to you what you let him. She used to say that all the time. When I first started dating, from as early as I can remember, around age 16, my mother would say that. And I don't know, she could have only said it once, but a comment like that, you don't need to hear it a million times to internalize it and begin to believe it. But I never forgot that. I don't know, she may have said it a million times, she may have only said it once. But the reality is that, you know, I want to give you some tips today on how to, you know, find Mr. Right, because I know it's very painful to be stuck with the wrong person. It's very painful to... You're out there looking for ladies, and you keep coming up with the wrong person. Men, you too. Men, you don't want to keep coming up with the wrong person. And so you want some tips. And so here, I'm going to give you some tips today. I can't give you all the tips in a few minutes. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. But I'm going to give you as many tips as I can come up with. Well, the first tip that I want to give you, the very first tip that I'm going to give you is, first of all, for the women, okay? This is for the women. Your very first tip is that you have to know that, first of all, be happy with yourself. That's number one. If you are going around and you are meeting people and you're not even happy with who you are, you've never really accepted, you know, your goodness, that's a real problem. And number two, you should absolutely get to know who you are. Know what you're about. Know what you want to do in life. That's very, very important. If you don't want to do anything in life, well, more than likely, you will run into people who will use and abuse you. Okay? If you don't know what you want to do, if you don't know what God created you for, if you don't know what you're good at, if you don't know where your destiny is leading you, that's a good sign that you will probably get used and abused. Now, of course, you know, God can always intervene, and even when we're stupid and going the wrong way and we're dumb and getting dumber, God can still step in and give us Mr. or Mrs. Right. However, to do that is like taking a real serious chance. It's not even relying on faith, because at that point, if you're relying on faith and walking with God, then you absolutely are walking in the right direction and everything is good. But I'm talking about when you're really just oblivious to what a relationship is all about. I'm talking to the people right now who really want to be with Mr. Right, Mrs. Right, who want to be married. I'm not talking to happily single women or men who don't ever want to get married. I'm not talking to you right now, because for you it doesn't really matter. You don't need a long-term relationship if you're not going to be married. So I'm not talking to you. I played the song in the beginning. That was a hint. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years of love and talking about marriage. So I really, this is a subject that is so close to my heart and so dear to my heart that I was willing to sacrifice and get up and to talk about it and even to share some of the things that I've shared, to reveal things that I've revealed, because in reality, when you are in ministry, you don't have anything to hide. I have nothing to hide. You know, Paul, I think about some of the scriptures that Paul wrote even while he was in prison. You know, Paul was like, you know what, I'm being transparent with you all. You know, he talked about this enemy that he had on the inside of him that he would fight with. He talked about, you know, how he would struggle and that there was a war going on. He talked about the thorn in his flesh. You know, Paul revealed a lot, and he didn't have to. You know, he could have, I mean, hey, you know, we would have been like, Paul, you're a saint, you know, you don't do anything wrong. But no, Paul let you know about his struggles. I mean, you know, even Jesus, for that matter, let us know that he would turn over some tables now. Come on, somebody. So, you know, and God, throughout the Bible, has showed people's side of them that would show that they are not perfect, they are not weak. I mean, David, who we know was a man after God's own heart, but yet he slept with a woman, committed adultery, and then he killed the woman's husband. Boy, come on, it don't get no better than that. Talk about scandalous. So there are a lot of topics I could talk about, and this is one that I enjoy, actually. But I know it's going to really, and one of the reasons I love talking about this is it's going to set some people free. Again, a lot of what the devil does, he does in darkness. And so as long as we keep the light off of stuff and keep it hidden and not exposing this demon, it only gets worse. And like I said, our children are worth more than that. And we love them. So I'm going to be talking about that on some other shows. I'm going to be really going all the way in and trying to get people out and set them free and save them. But here's what you need to know. You want to make sure that when you're the tips for finding Mr. Right. Now, as a woman, you have to be found. So therefore, your job becomes a little bit easier because what you have to do is just make sure you're right and that you're in the right place to be found. And what that means is that you are asking God, God, where is it you would have me go? God, what is it you would have me do? God, you know, who would you have me to be with? You know, ask God, God, where do you want me to go to school? Where do you want me to work? Who do you want my friends to be? Because, see, now God is going to allow this person to find you. And then once you do that, you know, you have a better chance of meeting people. Okay, now, the second thing is, or the third thing is that, or maybe this is the fourth thing, because the first thing we said was be sure that you are, you know, love yourself and you're taking care of yourself. We said the second thing was that you know yourself, know who you are. And then this third thing is that make sure that you're asking God to lead and direct you and put you in the right place to find the person that he has for you, this person that he wants you to be with. And why? Show God, ask God to God, why do you want me to be with this person? And then, you know, a man can do something very similar, but of course the man is now looking because it's the Bible says that blessed is the man who finds a good wife. So here you are, a man. Men want to be blessed. I know some men who really genuinely want to be blessed. They pray for blessings. They ask other people to pray over them for blessings. But you're not even doing step number one, which is finding a good wife. I'm just saying you found a wife, but I don't know if she's good or not. Or you're dating these women that you know don't measure up. So here's the next step, another thing that you want to do. So you're in the right place. Another tip for women. Okay, when the man approaches you, you have to give that little, like a litmus test. You got to test it out and make sure that this person is really sent of God. Let me tell you something. This is what I learned after many, 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 many years of failure or doing it wrong and incorrectly and paid a heavy price for it. I paid a heavy price. Abuse, neglect, I paid a heavy price for it. It's, trust me, you don't want to pay this price. You don't want to pay any of the prices that I've had to pay, but at least I still have my life. Some women paid for it with their life. And they ended up murdered and destroyed utterly. I didn't get utterly destroyed from it, but I paid a heavy price, so much so that I'm willing to help you not pay any price, and certainly not any of these levels of prices. But when you meet, if someone does approach you, and now you want to understand who this person is that God has sent, or that God has allowed. Okay? Because the devil can also send people. Don't think that, listen, are you kidding me? The devil has a lot of bodies out there. And he's in a lot of bodies. And his demons and his imps are in a lot of bodies. And he will get in people's hearts and minds and lead them straight to you. And you got to be careful what kind of spirits you're walking around with, because there's such a thing as a familiar spirit. I don't have time to teach on that today. But you got to be careful about the spirits. You're all that hating on folk and being always in that unforgiving spirit. Trust and believe that you can meet up with a fool. But if you attract these people, now you got to be like, okay, discerning now. Now here's what you do. Go around their family. Yeah, I know people say, oh, don't go around their family too soon. Uh-uh, that's a lie. Get around that family quick, fast, and in a hurry so you can see what they are about. Trust me, the apple does not fall far from the tree. As a matter of fact, in a lot of men, especially men, women, I'm talking to you right now, for a lot of men, not only does the apple not fall far from the tree, the apple's still in the tree. Yes, the apple is still in the tree. So you want to be very, 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 very careful when this happens, okay? So go around the family as soon as possible. Don't buy into all that. You don't need to meet their family. Yes, you do. You need to meet mama, daddy, uncle, auntie, sister, brother, niece, nephew, whoever he is in that family, whoever raised him, grandma, grandpa. Maybe it's, whoever else is in that family. Listen. You're not there to be cute. You're not there to show off your outfit. Ladies, you're not there to try to sound all sophisticated or this or that. Okay? You are there on assignment to hear and to learn what this person is about, because you'll learn a whole lot. It's better to learn early on. This is when, again, if you're attracting the right kind of person with those first four steps, then you can. This is just a confirmation. But if you have attracted the wrong person, this is a good test to see if you want to make sure you let go of them. And once you see that this person comes from good stock, that solid, positive principles that you also believe in and want, because you know who you are and you know what you are about, and you see that this is what was promoted in that family amongst those people, then you're good to go. So those are the major tips right there in finding Mr. Right. Is number one, know, first of all, love yourself. Work on yourself. And then number two, know who you are. Who are you? What are you about? What do you like? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Do you even have enough time to be dating someone? Are you ready? Ask God. And then ask God to lead you and guide you and direct you. And ask God not to allow you to fall for the wrong person, just anybody, just so that you can have somebody. And then if you meet, be in the right place, you know. And then if you meet someone and they appear, because remember, the devil can send nice people, the devil can send rich people, the devil can send people that has everything that you ever said you wanted in a man or a woman. So you got to check the package, it's like check the return address, so to speak. Like when you get mail, depending on where the mail came from, there's a return address. Yeah, you sent it, but you want to know who. And then so that you can know why. And pretty funny. It's pretty cool. And I'm excited. Hopefully this is a big help to someone. And we're going to have other, because obviously I couldn't get it all done in just a half-hour show. So I want you to be able to stay tuned for other segments of the show, where I will definitely teach you how to be ready, how to be prepared. So with that being said, I'm going to end the show for now. And so hopefully have a great, wonderful weekend. And we will see you back on Monday. Have a great weekend. I'll be going to a power party, our first power party, Release Your Power Party. I'm so excited about that. Absolutely cannot wait. But I look forward to being back here with you. Any comments or questions, please inbox to me right there on Facebook.com/CoachToLalisa. Well, it has been my extreme pleasure to do this show with you today. Steps on Finding Mr. or Mrs. Right.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.